As promised, we are joined right now by a NASCAR Hall of Famer, class of 2019, four-time NASCAR Cup Series champ, three-time Daytona 500 champion, 93 career victories. He is the vice chairman of Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR is going to kick off its season here in Los Angeles for the Clash at the Coliseum. That is Sunday, February 5th. We are joined now by Jeff Gordon. Jeff, it is good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Great to be on the show. Hey, kicking off our 75th year of NASCAR, 75th anniversary this year. So big year. Big year. I'm excited to be on the show. Excited to get it all started.
It's good to have you back on the show, Jeff. Appreciate that. And it is the 75th year, so it's a really big year. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the race at the Coliseum. But bring me up to date. Like, every high achiever that I've ever known in sports talks about the challenge, Jeff, of finding something to replace that thrill of competing once they walk away. I'm curious, you know, you've been kind of working towards this moment, but the executive role that you have with Hendrick Motorsports, does that allow you to feel like you're competing without getting behind the wheel itself, or is there just never anything close to that?
No, it's a great way to look at it, and certainly the way I feel about it. I feel like I'm always going to be a competitor at heart and approach things in the same way that I did as a race car driver and a part of a great team, no matter what role I'm playing, and that's the way I look at this position at Hendrick Motorsports. But of course, racing and driving was a dream from a very young age, and being behind the wheel of a race car, I don't know that there's ever going to be anything that quite lives up to that feeling. But I take everything I learned from racing over my entire career and apply it to everything I do in life. And so I feel like I'm in the perfect place. I'm 51 years old and had an amazing driving career. Got a chance to do broadcasting with Fox Sports and do the races from the broadcast booth. And now, I just have this incredible perspective on the business side of the sport that I'm able to apply all that experience to. And it's been a huge challenge, but it's been very rewarding also.
Jeff Gordon joining us. Jeff, I thought you did a great, great job at Fox. And listen, not every athlete makes that transition. Not every athlete understands what goes into that. It's much tougher than it looks. I know you can speak to it. But let me ask you this. You mentioned you're 51. I'm curious. You were always so competitive, always so driven. At age 51, I know you're curious, but are you still looking to push yourself and challenge yourself the way you did when you were an athlete? Or on some level, do you feel like, man, I've earned the right to kind of dial it back a little bit?
Dial it back in a way of maybe how it works for your family life, for your work life. But I feel like there's, in this role, and I went into this new role as vice chairman at Hendrick of, recognizing I want to be good at it. I want to put everything that I possibly can into it to achieve success and see the team continue to see success in long into the future. So it's certainly a big challenge when you look at everything that it takes to put a race team together, from just leadership, to people and technology, engineering, putting fast race cars, race teams out there, but also the financial side of it and making sure that that it's an expensive sport. So making sure that we're bringing on great partners, and that we're also bringing a lot of new fans to the sport and growing the sport. So I take that very serious. And so because of that, I'm probably not relaxing a whole lot these days.
No, Jeff, not only that, but because you bring so much to it, I know that they involve you in every way that they can. I know you want to be involved in every way you can. When you talk about what it takes to build that team, to finance that team, to bring new eyeballs to it, all these things we're talking about, nobody's better at that than Rick Hendrick. You've known him for so long. He's mentored you. For those who don't know him, how would you describe Rick, and what's it like to work with him?
It's amazing. Rick has been so many things to me and to Hendrick Motorsports, of course, the founder and yet a mentor all at the same time. And so much of what he's learned from the car business and owning dealerships and managing that business, he brings as a leader to the race team. And so in that, it's all about people. And he has incredible eye for talent and how to match people up together and their personalities, how to motivate and drive people, but also how to make a great work environment and make people feel like they're family. And I will never in a million years, as hard as I try, live up to that standard of what he's created. But I sure as heck am going to try every day and you know, try to make him proud and what I've learned from him and how I apply it. But I got to admit, just like when I got behind the wheel of one of his race cars back in 1993 for the first time, I've been able to get myself into a pretty nice position here, surrounded by incredible people that are you know, going to keep Hendrick Motorsports strong for a long time, and very fortunate to be in that position.
We're talking to Jeff Gordon. He's the vice chairman of Hendrick Motorsports. He's a Hall of Famer. So, Jeff, to that point, Hendrick Motorsports, of course, is building on this outstanding history. Last season, all four of your drivers qualified for the Cup Series playoffs. Chase Elliott won the regular season title. What is the outlook for this season?
Yeah, and last year was the first year of the next gen car, so
right.
A completely different way of how we go to the racetrack. We were used to building all of our own chassis and bodies and engines and everything from the ground up. And now, you know, even though we're still building the engines, there's not a lot left on that race car that we're actually hand-building, you know, and kind of creating or engineering and designing ourselves. A lot of it is more how do we now take these parts and these pieces that make up this next-gen car that everybody else has in the field, and how do we find a way to, you know, give our driver an edge? It could be on pit road and how we, you know, speed up our pit stops. It could be engineering and understanding the wind tunnel and just what kind of details we can put into the setup of that car that make the difference. But whatever it is, it's all going to be very, very small, and you're stacking pennies by finding so many different areas to go out there and try to get an edge over your competitors. So whole new challenge, and this is our second year with it, and our team's feeling very confident. They made a long list of things after the season ended last year of what they thought they could do to make us even better. And I feel like our young driver lineup and how talented they are, as well as our crew chiefs and our teams are what separate us. So we're very optimistic and excited for this, this big year. And, you know, I was fortunate as a driver to win the championship in NASCAR's 50th anniversary year, which, yes, that's making me feel old. I hope we can do that again and bring that to Hendrick Motorsports this year in its 75th.
Jeff Gordon joining us for a few more moments. I want to talk about the race in L.A. in a moment, Jeff, but to the point you just referenced about how you won in the 50th year, and you also talked about the, you know, the challenge of getting new fans. Like, we're all facing that, right? You want new eyeballs. You want new ears. You were part of the explosion of interest in NASCAR in the late 90s, which helped it expand beyond it being a regional sport. So I'm curious, Jeff, how would you assess the overall state of NASCAR today? And then, is NASCAR able to connect with younger fans who might not be inclined to sit through an entire race because of, well, attention span?
Well, I have young kids, so I know how challenging that can be. And I also know how much effort that the teams and NASCAR and the tracks, everybody's collaborating to try to make sure that the sport is relevant among a broader audience, as well as bringing in new fans. And that's one of the things I think is so great about looking at some of the changes that are happening, like opening our season now for the second year in a row at the LA Coliseum. You know, when you're at a stadium like that, and you're, I think last year it was, what, 60 or 70% of the ticket buyers were new fans of the sport that had never been to a NASCAR event. And that tells you, we need to be here, and this is a great opportunity. And so if you expand on that, I think year two, we're going to be able to do it even bigger and better. Fox, who's going to open up the season for us again, like they have for many years. And this is going to be a great preview of kicking off the sport. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a different vibe than what most NASCAR races are because of that stadium feel. And, you know, then we'll go race the Daytona 500 2 weeks after that. So, and then you also take the street course in Chicago. We're going to be going to a street course for the very first time in NASCAR's history, at least that I'm aware of, and take it to the streets of Chicago. And I think that's also going to open the door for a lot of new fans and maybe even new companies that want to come in and participate in NASCAR. So I think those are just a couple of the great moves that are being made this year, as well as reward or, you know, sort of paying homage to the history. We're going to go back to North Wilkesboro, a track that has been on the schedule, 30 years or something like that. And so I think, you know, you mix and blend those two things. You're really looking out for the hardcore fan that's so loyal to NASCAR, as well as opening up the opportunity for new fans.
All right, so, Jeff, leave me with this thought. I want to reiterate that NASCAR is going to return to the L.A. Coliseum to start the season on February 5th. It is the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. It was an incredible spectacle last season because you were able to blend racing with some big-time musical acts, and like you said, they're looking to make it bigger and better. I want to make this point. This show is based in Southern California, so I'm proud to rep the West Coast. You're from Vallejo in Northern California. I also love the fact that Jimmy Johnson is one of us. He's a California guy. You know what it takes to dominate at the highest level of the sport. So leave me with this. You also know what kind of a commitment it takes. What do you make of the 7-time Cup champ, Jimmy, coming back to NASCAR at age 47 to compete at least on a part-time basis of the season?
Well, being teammates with Jimmy Johnson for many years at Hendrick Motorsports, I know that Jimmy's the kind of guy that when he sets his eyes on a goal, there's nothing that's going to stop him. His work ethic and his passion for motorsports and what it takes. He certainly understands the amount of effort it takes to work at the highest level. And so I see him putting a lot of effort into it. And I'm excited to have him, as a new owner of the sport too. As somebody who's co-owner with Rick Hendrick, I think it's great seeing other guys, Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Tony Stewart, And now Jimmy come in as an owner. But, you know, to do owner and driver, that's a huge commitment. And if anybody can do it, Jimmy can. And we've seen things that he likes to challenge himself with, just like the Indy cars that he did for the last couple of years. So I think he's bringing a lot to the sport, a lot of fans that have always followed Jimmy and people that know his name maybe but haven't had a chance to watch him race, they're going to get a chance to see that this year. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing him back on the track.
He is a Hall of Famer. He is a 4-time Cup Series champ. He's the vice chairman of Hendrick Motorsports. And again, NASCAR is going to kick off its season here in Los Angeles. The Clash at the Coliseum Sunday, February 5th, should be a spectacle once again. Jeff, really good to get caught up. Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. That was fun.
Hey, Jim, always pleasure to talk to you. Get out there to the Coliseum. Come check us out, man. That's a pretty wild show out there, seeing them bump and bang. So I hope you get a chance to come out and check us out.
No doubt. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks so much. The only issue with that is the travel day before Super Bowl week, if I'm not mistaken, at Glendale. So can I do both those things? I got to look at the schedule. Jeff Gordon joining us. That's the only problem. That's the getaway day. We are in Glendale, Arizona for the entire week leading up to the Super Bowl, like we are every single year. So that would be the only conflict.